I do understand that there's been lots of cutbacks and that we haven't got the same policing that I grew up with, where you could always see and get to know your local bobby. Unfortunately, when there's lots of problems that we're having in the area, we feel very, very cut off from the police. We just feel that we don't see the presence. And we were so frustrated that we turned to the media for help. Not to say, Adam, will you come and personally help us, but have your listeners gone through what we're going through and was it resolved? Because we want to know how to stop the problems we're having locally peacefully, and how long do you think it will take for these things to be done, really? I mean, you deal with it all the time. It's the first time it's happened to me. And I don't know whether to expect all these problems we're having with youth and gangs to go on for weeks, months, a year. I don't know what happens with people when they're in the same situation.
Okay. Hi, Sandy. Thank you for your call.
Thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome. I mean, you started with the cuts to policing, and as I said earlier, you know, 2,000 less officers. But the one thing that we are committed to is maintaining local policing. And if I'm honest, that's been really difficult over the last 5 years, and in many other forces, they have really cut the number of frontline officers. Whereas we've tried very hard to change the way that we deliver the service. To maintain that presence, and particularly through police community support officers. But you know, every neighbourhood has a local team run by a local inspector, and through our website and through the local police station, you should be able to find out who they are and be able to contact them. Obviously, it's difficult to talk about the specifics of what you've got going on, but it sounds like antisocial behaviour.
That's what it comes under. Yeah.
And if it's a persistent problem, you know, working with us, working with the local authority to solve that problem. Sometimes it can take a few weeks. Sometimes it can take a few months. It depends on the severity of the problem and the actual detail of it. But I hope from what I pick up that you're saying that you now have got some assistance from local officers in trying to resolve it. And they'll work with you. And what sounds great from your call is that yourself and other local people are actually wanting to work alongside us and the council, etc., to try and resolve the problem and make your neighbourhood safer.
Well, we understand that we can't have a police officer on the street 24 hours a day. And what's happening with us, and I'm sure it happens everywhere, is as soon as the officers leave the area, the youth come back. But our main problem seems to be the known, the spoken to by the police, but then they're still doing it. So what's going wrong? Why, when somebody commits an antisocial crime, why is there no obvious punishment that we can see that stops them doing it? I don't understand that. Well, it's like these can get away with it.
Yes, and that's what it might seem like at the moment, but the officers will gather evidence and they, you know, where it's appropriate, they will take people and put them before the court. And, you know, you'll have seen people getting antisocial behaviour orders, being banned from local areas. So there is some quite punitive legislation that you can use to deal with the problem, depending upon the severity of it. And, you know, they will look at all of those things to make sure that they deliver a solution that's long-term. And I do get how frustrating it can be when, you know, the moment the officer's gone, they come back. So we just have to keep recording the evidence and targeting those that are causing the misery in your local neighbourhood. So, I mean, if you want to contact my office and I'll get a better update for you, then by all means feel free, and you can email my office at chief.constable@gmp.police.uk, and I'll get you a more thorough update.
Right.
Is that okay, Sandy? Thank you so much for your call, Sandy.
Thank you for helping. It's made a big difference, Adam. Honestly, it's made people aware of what's going on.
Listen, that's what I'm here for. It's your show. I'm just the mouthpiece. So thank you so much for giving us a ring. All right, my dear.
All right.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
Take care. It is quite tough, that. Because of the cuts that you do face, and obviously the government give you your budget and you've got to make that fit your constabulary. Mm. Do you find that you've got to prioritise certain crimes in order to for response times.
Absolutely. And you know, we had to do that before when we had lots of money, because you know, the demand outstrips the amount of people that we've got. The reality is, here in Greater Manchester now, though, we have one police officer for every 400 citizens. And you know, crime is also changing. So whilst that's really important, that antisocial behaviour, you know, making people feel unsafe, at the other end of the scale, we're still dealing with organised crime, we're preventing terrorism, we're dealing with modern slavery, we're investigating historic child sexual abuses. So, you know, the constant battle is about the prioritisation of incidents and our resources against them. So, you know, these days we very much have to prioritise against threat, harm and risks. So what's the threat somebody's facing? How much harm is it causing? And what are the risks that are likely to be caused to a community? And sadly, you know, some people can't understand that, and they still expect us to turn up to every single incident all of the time, and we just can't. But, you know, Sandy's point is a difficult one, and we will help around antisocial behaviour, because it is something that causes misery to people.
Is the problem going to get worse regarding bobbies on the beat? Because if to believe all the stats, 2010, for example, we had 8,000 officers in Greater Manchester Police. 2020, they're predicting 4,000. Is that realistic, or is that an over-exaggeration?
No, at one stage, we were going to go below 5,000. But when George Osborne made the announcements in the budget statement last November, where he said there was no further cuts to policing, we are now able to stabilise the police officer numbers at around 6,200, and the Police and Crime Commissioner has been really supportive about that. He put the precept up last year for the council tax. And I know that's difficult for people.
Could he have gone further with that? Because when we compare it to the rest of the country, he didn't go that too far, really, did he?
Well, he went as far as he could legally without going to a referendum. And there's So because we are one of the forces that has the lowest amount of council tax allocated to policing in the country, we're in the bottom 10. Tony was able to put the precept up by 5%, which, you know, for some people struggling to make ends meet,
I can appreciate
family,
that.
You know, you have to balance that. To go beyond that, he would have had to go to a referendum and ask the people. And, you know, I think the estimate of just going to a referendum is £1 million. So it's one of those things that you have to balance.
Adam Cattrall on Key 103. It's a Manchester thing.
Key 103.